Chapter 1. The Line.
Everything is quiet on the line. Almost too quiet. The sounds of the crowd seem far off in the distance. The players up front, the guys who look superhuman in size and strength, kneel across from one another in a three-point stance. Hands clench into fists, cleats dig into the dirt, and hearts begin to race. In a few seconds, the ball will be hiked. Then the quiet calm will disappear, and the field will turn into a war zone, ruled by brute strength, strategy, athleticism, and passion. Coaches bark last-minute instructions from the sidelines, but at this point, they don't mean much to the guys on the line. Everybody knows what to do. Each player stares into the eyes of the person he will soon be doing battle with. There are just a few inches separating them, so a grunt or even some trash talk will be the last noise he hears before impact. For now, the only thing each player can do is wait behind the line and try not to flinch or show weakness. The imaginary line that keeps these warriors apart is called the line of scrimmage. It's where every play begins and where the outcome of every play is decided. The line can't be crossed by either team until the ball is hiked. This area is known to football players as the trenches. On both sides of the line are some of the strongest men on the planet, offensive and defensive linemen. From the start of the game until the very last play, this is where they earn their living and make names for themselves. The action in the trenches is not pretty, and it's certainly not glamorous. Linemen are trained to hit hard and show no mercy. They want to strike quickly and with great force. Success is achieved when their opponents are lying face down on the field, unaware of anything except the smell of the dirt and grass stuck in their helmets. The intense activity on the line sets the stage for everything else that happens in a football game. For the quarterback who leads his team into enemy territory, for the running back who explodes into the open field, and for the wide receiver who sprints past the defense and gracefully catches a pass for a touchdown. Football holds a very special place in the hearts of countless Americans. Millions of fans tune in every Sunday from September to February to see how the season will play out for their favorite teams. The Super Bowl is the most anticipated sport and event of the year. It's watched by more than 130 million people from around the world.
Super Bowl tickets can sell for thousands of dollars each. This lucky fan got his hands on 6 tickets for Super Bowl 42 in Arizona, Giants versus Patriots.
Across the nation, young football players are training hard and developing their skills every day. When summer ends and fall arrives, Friday nights mean one thing: high school football. From small towns in Pennsylvania and South Dakota to large cities in California and Texas, epic battles take place on the gridiron. For these high school players, it's all about the love of the game. For many of them, it's also about trying to earn a college scholarship. College is a whole different level, of course. To begin with, the players are bigger, faster, and stronger. That's also the time when many star players start thinking about making it in the pros. Sure, they've been dreaming about it their whole lives, but now it's so close they can almost taste it. They know how tough it is, though. Less than 300 players are drafted into the NFL every year. It's a long shot, but still, most elite college football players wake up every day with that goal in mind.